Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
We're talking about the figures released today under the Freedom of Information Act. €360,000 worth of booze was consumed in the Dáil Bar in the Oireachtas last year. And a pint of the black stuff at Leinster House, €5.20. Heineken was the second most popular draft beer purchased, about 1,800 pints consumed. And Cork Dry Gin was the spirit of choice, about 1,600 measures sold. Wine was another big seller, with the own brand Oireachtas wine at €6.40 per glass. But it does raise the question today, should we have a bar in Dáil Éireann, whether it's in to serve members of the Oireachtas at all, whether that be in the Dáil or from the Seanad. Michael Collins is an independent TD in County Cork. Michael, you don't agree with having a bar in the Dáil?
I don't. Look, I've been a long-term advocate, Andrea, in relation to the Dáil Bar. The way I always felt before I got into politics, and I do take a drink myself, but I've never taken an alcoholic drink in the Dáil Bar since I was elected in 2016. The way I felt is that so many people in this country get up at 6, 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, they work hard all day, and they go home. They don't have a bar to walk into, to socialise or whatever during the day. And I think it's your place of work and it's my place of work, and that's the way I respect it. There's plenty of other places in Dublin or in its surrounds that you can have a drink. The only thing I will say, Andrea, €360,000 has been spent, you said, on alcohol, and that's the figures, and that I accept that fully. But that's 99.9%, but a huge percentage of that is the visitors. And I will say another thing too, that if I gave a tour to anyone that came up from West Cork or anywhere, they'd love to go to see Dáil, and everybody loves to go to see your own Dáil and your own state buildings. If I didn't take people into see the bar, I'd say they'd never again vote for me.
Oh no, such as iconic. So you have to give them a day out and show them around, and they probably expect you'll buy them a drink or a coffee or something, Michael.
Absolutely. Yeah. They absolutely adore. And the biggest trouble is sometimes I have to leave them and go away because they want to stay there and to just their little day out. And it's iconic and it's known all over the world. And I often see when people take them into different parts of the Dáil. Obviously, when you take them to the gallery, they're seeing the Dáil. They love that. But when you take them to the bar, their eyes open and go, oh, this is the Dáil Bar. Oh, we got here at long last. But I worry too sometimes when I say that there shouldn't be a Dáil Bar in the country. I worry about the staff, and I've often said that them staff and their super staff inside, they should be put into the catering, because, you know, we do spend long hours in the Dáil. I fully accept that. You go in some mornings at 8 o'clock, you mightn't be out until 11 or 12, and that's a long day. It's 2 days and one as such for many, and you do need food. There's no doubt we do need some kind of food outlet there, but alcohol, I've often questioned it, and I still stand over them doubts I have in my own mind.
Yeah. So the €360,000 that was spent in the Dáil Bar, as you say, there's nothing to suggest that €360,000 was drank solely by the members of the Oireachtas. It could, as you say, Michael, in many cases, could be TDs or ministers bringing tours or groups or whatever, yeah, and around. But at the same point, it does raise the question, you know, you're not full-time tour guides either.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I don't, in fairness, it is maybe in a Christmas occasion or something like that, or that people come up and it's a school. We obviously don't take schools into the Dáil Bar. But but when they come, you have to give 10, 15 minutes to someone, and they'll always ask you, could I have a look at it? And of course, when they're in it, they might like to indulge a little, people that visit. But the €360,000 that's spent is not definitely spent by politicians.
Well, it's definitely not. We can categorically say today, according to these figures that have been released, actually, tea and coffee. Actually, it was tea, and if you want to be quite precise about it, it was an Americano. They were the two most popular drinks sold after Guinness in the Dáil Bar. They've actually worked out in 2003 that there were 9,803 cups of tea served in the Dáil Bar, followed by 7,261 Americanos. Stay with us, Michael. Shane Ross, of course, former government minister, is with us on the line today. Shane, should we have a Dáil Bar or should it be scrapped?
Oh, we should definitely. I speak as one who, I must have been the best customer in the Dáil Bar for many, many, many years. And I was there for 39 years. And I during the 39 years, but certainly 34 of them, I never had a drink. The Dáil Bar, and as Michael's rightly say, it's got two components. One is for visitors, which is where nearly all the turnover you're talking about is by visitors coming up for the day, having a great time, having a drink afterwards. I'm not talking about them getting blotto or anything like that. And then going off. It's a kind of institution where people enjoy themselves. And they go around the house, they see the door on the chandelier, and then they go in for a drink and something to eat. And the other thing is, and the members' bar, which is the separate part of that where very, very little of that turnover takes place. I used to go in there very nearly every day. But for lunch, I just have a sandwich or something like that, and a cup of tea, which you're talking about, a cup of coffee. And now we get all this hubbub about saying, should we have a door bar or should we not have one? I really think for the visitors, it's a necessary part of a day out. And for the members, it's not as though, I must say, in recent years, when I've been there and I spent a lot of time there at lunchtime, I never saw anybody actually having a drink at lunchtime, virtually. And I don't remember ever seeing anybody drunk. So I'm not sure quite what the fuss is about. I think, you know, the visitors are entitled to their drink and the members are entitled to their lunch. And if they have a couple of pints in the evening as well, are we really going to complain about that? I don't get it. Do you know what I mean?
I suppose it's the perception of it, though, Shane, really, isn't it? You know, and you know this as somebody who's been in the opposition benches and you've served at cabinet, but like, you know, it might be just optics, but optics are very important. And at a time, I suppose, in the cost of living discussion that we constantly have, you know, the idea that we have, you know, the availability of the drink in the Dáil Bar, or, you know, basically all day to members, I suppose it doesn't sit well with people. The other thing I'd say that probably antagonises people somewhat, Shane, if you don't mind me pointing out today, is the fact that the pint of Guinness in Leinster House costs €5.20. Now, if you were to leave Kildare Street and walk down anywhere across Dublin, you will do very, very well to find a pint of Guinness for €5.20.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I think that's a good point. I mean, it should be maybe at the same level as anywhere else, which is a commercial organisation. I think that's probably true. But, you know, members aren't really benefiting from it because members aren't drinking an awful lot, to be honest. But it's a fair point that people should look at it with envy. But, you know, put the prices up so that people pay exactly the same amount.
Why are they not? Just clarify. Do you know that, Michael?
Like, I don't know how the prices are set there. I mean, £5.20 is... seems to me quite a lot of money to pay for a pint, but if they're
you're
a lot
you're
higher,
not get a pint would, in, yeah. you're not getting a pint in Dawson Street, Shane, for £5.20. But do you know that, Michael? Like, just to clarify for listeners, it's not that it's subsidised.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not aware of the price of the pint because I don't buy the pint inside the Dáil Bar. But, you know, most places that I would take a drink in, it would be in the region of five something. So I'm not sure what's the story of the pricing of the drink. I've never questioned that. But what I have questioned is before I got into politics, it was always, you know, frowned upon in my own constituency. How in the name of God can... and I know there's a perception out there, and Shane is right, there's a... the wrong perception can be put out there that the politician is drinking all that drink. It's not, in fairness, but there is that perception, and I made a solemn promise to the people. I said I have two brothers and own two pubs myself, so we know what it's like to be supported by your community to run a pub and the difficulties to run a pub. But I said that time I wouldn't take an alcoholic drink in 2016, and to this day I haven't, and I can sympathise with people being angered about it. I don't make a big deal of it now. I was asked to come on today. I have no problem with that, but because I can well imagine staff above there saying, oh, good God almighty, what's he doing to our jobs, and they love their jobs and they're great people, but there's plenty of work that they're doing there as well in the catering side of it. But just selling alcohol, I have a dislike to it in your place of work. If it wasn't my place of work, if there's a bar across the road and just called the Dáil Bar, I have no problem people going across and having a break for themselves, having their tea, having their coffee, or maybe a pint. But I do have an issue with it being served in your place of work. It just doesn't sell well to the public out there. And it's a very concerning public at this present time.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people can't afford to put food, bread and butter on the table. A lot of people can't, you know, with the price of fuel increases, with everything increasing, and they're buying the pint maybe for 6, 7, 8 euros somewhere else, and they're saying now that we can get it at 5 something, or, you know, it's not fair.
Well, the point you made, Shane, I know now, just you're no longer longer in government. But like the, you know, you mentioned that you would have gone into the Dáil Bar on a regular basis, but you might go in for a sandwich or just for your lunch. Mm. Like if there's if you and many others were going in for a sandwich at lunchtime, and there's, what did I mention, 9,000 cups of tea and 7,000 cups of Americanos been served, you turn it into a cafe.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure that you'd have to do that. I mean, you could turn it into a cafe. Of course you can. And that's what it is most of the time. It's a cafe. It's where, you know, in the members bar, I can tell you that people do go there in the mornings to have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, but you never see anybody drinking in it. And then they go in there for lunch, and you very rarely see anybody drinking at lunchtime, if at all. And there are a few people in there in the evenings, but the idea that there's some kind of enormous amount of
but isn't that the thing? Is, you know, it's people. Maybe it's just the idea of it, because it is it's such a foreign concept for many, many workplaces that you would have a Dáil Bar. When you served as a minister and you travelled across the globe, I'm sure Shane went on many trips abroad. Is it common? Like, do other Houses of Parliament have pubs in them?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I went into that many Houses of Parliament, because you're kind of going away as a minister here, there, and everywhere. I think you've got in the House of Commons. I think you've got, you know, all sorts of hospitality and suites and restaurants where they serve drink as well. You know, so I think you probably will find it is quite common, in fact, you know. But I'm not certain, because I didn't look for that sort of hospitality when I was abroad. You know, you could have your drink somewhere else in the evening. But it's also just, you know, Bertie Ahern, when he was teacher, he used to go there into the bar every morning after the order of business. And he'd actually sit there having a cup of coffee, and there'd be queues of TDs waiting to talk to him. It was a very good social place, and they'd get their business done. They'd get their business done, and they're talking to Bertie. I remember it so well. There'd be kind of queues of people waiting to talk to him, and you'd do it over a cup of coffee with each one of them. And that's a very useful facility. There is a kind of, once alcohol's involved, people behave as though there's something wrong with it, and that the TDs can't manage their alcohol in some way or the other. I take your point about it. I take your point about it being cheaper. If it's cheaper, I think that's probably...
Text from a listener who says, military barracks around the country and the Garda headquarters of bars like the Dáil Bar, they're not packed with drinkers. The most popular drink in these bars is often coffee. There's bigger issues to be dealt with in the country rather than getting hung up on the Dáil Bar, says this listener. Frank has got in touch in Dublin. He says there's also the Dáil Members Restaurant where I had the finest sponge cake that I've ever tasted, says Frank. Stay with us, Shane and Michael. Martin is on the line as well. Martin, do you have any issue with a Dáil Bar?
Yes, the Dáil Bar should be shut down ASAP. And if there's bars in any other government agencies, whatever, also shut them down. What do you need a bar for? You can have your cup of tea or coffee, whatever you like, your apple cider, your pizza, whatever, at the end of the day, like, have a nice restaurant, good food, that's fine. But a bar, like, come on, like, you know what I mean? If the drink is there, we don't know who's getting in and getting drink on the QT. No one knows. And if the bar wasn't there, they have no access whatsoever to drink. They'll be looking at it. It's no wonder so many silly things are done above and beyond, and mistakes made and decisions made. How do we know that 100 individuals drink? Are they better lines going into the dawn? We don't know. We just have to take them at their word. And that's where people queued up to see someone in the bar. They must be rather silly people queued up for that certain person that's in Bamberton was there 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
If you want to meet someone, sit in the restaurant, have your cup of tea and have a chat. You don't need a bar.
So you're not in favour of it at all.
Totally out. It should be outlawed years ago.
Right.
And they can make all the excuses on the ones and say this, that and the other. Cop on, common sense, this day and age. What do you need a bar for? Sure, we're also put bars into the hospitals then, into the schools. You know what I mean?
And so someone made the point earlier about it, you know, there's bars in all of the army barracks.
Well, they should be taken out. They should be taken out.
I don't
out.
Know if it's in all of them. Sorry, they say there's military barracks across the country.
Yes, wherever they are, like, there should be no bars.
I don't know if that's correct or not. Now, listeners made the point about the Garda headquarters in the Phoenix Park in Dublin.
If it is true, it might be okay way back years ago when they weren't that very bright. We need to be more brighter now, have a bit more cop on it.
I suppose, though.
We all know Ireland has a bad name for alcohol abuse.
Yeah, so you think it does nothing for that image. Okay. Listener says, if the politicians aren't using the Dáil Bar, remove it and sell it off to somebody who's refurbishing their premises. It's ludicrous that we provide a place for anybody to consume drink while at work. That said, it is a clear metaphor for Irish politics. Do as I say, not as I do. Another texter says, if it's okay for the Dáil to have a bar, then every county council building should also have one. The Dáil is not only a workplace, it's the place where the decisions are made that affect every citizen of the state. I think it would be better if there was no drink in such an important place. Colin Redmond is with us. Colin is from Johnny O'Loughlin's bar near Cashel Bay in Connemara in County Galway. Can you match the €5.20 for the price of Guinness in the Dáil Bar, Colin?
Well, look here, we're still charging €4.20 a pint.
Oh, are you? Right.
Yeah. We were €3.90 and we increased it there recently to €4.20.
You must be one of the cheapest in the country.
Well, I suppose we were at one stage anyway. I'm not sure, but I think we still are €4.20 a pint, still the cheapest pint in the country, yeah.
Do you have any issue with the Dáil Bar charging €5.20 for a Guinness?
First of all, let's get with it a bit here. A bar in Leinster House is a wonderful idea. And I think, look at the amount of people that are taken up for a visit to their House of Parliament, or Dáil Éireann, if we want to call it, and it's a day out. And to see the chamber and to see all the different aspects to the house. And it's a nice thing then to be able to retire. You have your cup of tea, a cup of coffee or your pint of Guinness. And I think it's a lovely social occasion. At €5.20 a pint, it's up to each publican or each manager to charge whatever they see fit in charging. But it is expensive at €5.20. It is expensive at €5.20. I think it should be under the fiver. And when we, when it was publicised here about 2 years ago that we were at €3.90, I think it was the beginning of a turning point and the price of drink in the industry, where people had to have a second look and say, well, look, we're going to have to bring the price down somewhat. And I think we started out here at Johnny O'Loughlin's, and publicans began to say, well, look, maybe we're getting out of line here. And certainly in many places, the price of alcohol has come down somewhat, but has a long way to go.
Well, funny, the reason I'm talking about the €5.20 column is because that would be about a fraction of the price of any of the pubs, you know, in and around Dublin city centre. It would be considerably more than that.
Oh, it'll be considerably more than that, yeah. And the price of the pint in the Dáil is a very competitive price, yes, there's no question about that. But it's up to each publican to... But if they continue, let me put it on the record, inside the Dáil or outside the Dáil, let me put it on the record publicly on here today that if they don't correct the prices, the crows will be flying in and out through the windows of a lot of public houses in Dublin.
You mean if they don't put them up?
If they don't reduce the prices, they'll close.
I get it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's an unfortunate thing to say, and it's terribly important that people realise that the cost has gone out of control.
Listener says there should be absolutely no Dáil Bar whatsoever. It's crazy to imagine that the people who make important decisions about running the country could be under the influence of alcohol. No place of employment allows staff to work under the influence of drink. Well, as Shane Ross and Michael Collins said, I was in the Dáil Bar a handful of times years and years ago. I think it might have been as part of a tour or a group, and then from work purposes once or twice. But I haven't been in it now in the last 12 or 13 years easily anyway. But as Shane and Michael made the point today, you very rarely see politicians in having a drink. It's often sandwich and a coffee and bringing people around on tours. I didn't realise that many people went on tours of Dáil Éireann, but there you go, maybe they do.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.